Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
A fundraiser for the Israeli university, the Technion, was forced to move venue at the last minute after staff at the Apollo Theatre in central London refused to work that evening due to an appearance by Douglas Murray. There were also protests outside the theatre and threats emailed to the staff. Joining me right now to discuss this is author Douglas Murray. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Julia.
Thank you very much. Always so good to talk to you. Right, I mean, this was an event moved at the 11th hour, thankfully not cancelled, but it was able to take place. Who wasn't happy? I'm wondering, it's going to be an absolute mystery, isn't it? Who wasn't happy with you, an author, a journalist, speaking out at a fundraiser? Who wasn't happy about you appearing and why?
Well, the event was meant to go ahead at the Apollo Theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue. It was sold out. And it was, as you say, to raise funds for students at an Israeli university, many of whom have been called up in wartime and their education has been completely disrupted. And so, yes, it was a conversation that I was being interviewed by the actress Louisa Klein. And it was going to be a warm and happy event. And a group of staff at the theatre said apparently they felt unsafe about the event. Then something very sinister occurred. The CEO of NIMAX, who is herself Jewish, started to get scared, it seems. She called in staff from another theatre, and one of her own staff leaked the emails of the people who were going to work as ushers and so on the evening. And then they themselves dropped out from fear. By this time,
did they actually receive emails threatening them if they appeared to work at the event?
That's not clear to me, actually, at the moment. It's interesting. It's nowadays, as you know, Julia, in our country, it seems even the threat of a threat is enough to make people cancel an event. Mm-hmm. I, at any rate, don't respect that at all. My view, if a theatre receives threats about an event that's ongoing, there's one thing they do, which is they call the Metropolitan Police and they say, your job is to protect this venue and make sure that the evening passes off safely. Yeah. But they didn't do that. They just, as cowards as they are, cancelled the event. Fortunately,
and this was only last night. This was hours before the event.
Hours before the event. The idea that the theatre wasn't prepared to stand up for the freedom of speech, which our forebears laid down their lives to ensure that we, their descendants, got, is to me absolutely outrageous. Sometimes, you know, Julia, I don't recognise our country anymore. It's filled with Islamists parading around the streets praising terrorists and cowards in all positions in public life,
but
it seems.
But there's a very big difference, isn't there, between, you know, on minimum wage working in a cinema as an usher. You've been asked to go work somewhere else. You've been told your email's been leaked. Pro-Palestinians, reports claiming that there were threats. Okay, we can't verify that. And you're thinking, is this really my fight? Now, I can understand wanting to stand up and saying, no, this is my fight, freedom of speech. But for a lot of people, they go, no. But it is the venue, you know, owners and managers who should be standing up. We've seen this again and again, whether it's a cinema showing a film that some people of Islamic faith don't like, whether it's, in fact, it actually happens again and again for women standing up our gender critical beliefs, that trans women are not women. And people being, you know, again, no, that you can't be housed by that. Comedy, when people just want to just say the most basic stuff that is just known to be true and basically losing the venue. This has become a common occurrence.
Yes, it has, Julia. And frankly, you know, if you work in a theatre, your job is to open the theatre and your job is to ensure that the show goes on. That's it. Now, as you say, 18, 19-year-old ushers. Now, maybe we shouldn't rely on them to be the most sturdy members of society. But you know what? I do expect that, actually. I do expect people to turn up and do their job. Because otherwise, and I think this is one of the things that happened on this occasion, otherwise, all you need is some malevolent actor saying, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
And then the whole venue collapses and the whole event is cancelled, as in this occasion.
Yeah.
We've seen this at publishing houses. There was some kid at one of the publishing houses who were going to publish J.K. Rowling's The Ichabod, which is for, I think, 8-year-olds. Somebody in the staff, junior member of staff, said that his non-binary friend could be affected by this. And on the basis of that, he tried to get the publishing house to drop J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, it didn't work.
Yeah,
I know. Amazingly enough. Well, on that occasion, it didn't work. But many other publishing houses actually would have caved.
Yep.
Because we live in a society, it seems to me, where the kids dictate to the adults and the adults have all vacated the room.
But it's only occasionally when there is someone who stands up. For instance, over the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix and being accused of being transphobic. Nothing he said that's remotely transphobic in any of his specials. No. And Netflix staff going outside and protesting. And Netflix, I think we were all surprised by this, saying, well, go and get another job if you don't like it, which is unusual and is what should be said. But the fundamental error here, though, is failure of the government and a failure of the Metropolitan Police and other police forces around the country to instantly say, we will be there in force. We will bring riot shields.
Yes.
We will be there in force. The right to freedom of speech absolutely matters. Because it seems to me the only time the Metropolitan Police think the right to freedom of speech matters is if someone is shouting for jihad on a Saturday afternoon walking through London streets.
Well, that's one of the things, Julia, that I take away from this. This is why I say I don't recognise our country anymore. I really don't. I don't know why we have given in to Islamists and terrorists. I don't know why we've done it. Why is it that Saturday after Saturday, people parade through the streets of London, calling for jihad, praising Hamas, praising terrorists, and clambering over and defiling our sacred war monuments? Why do they get to do that every Saturday? But I can't speak in a theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue to a packed theatre mainly of Jews. Why is it that if you call for violence against Jews day after day on the streets of London, that's A-OK with the Metropolitan Police? But if Jews want to congregate in central London, apparently it's not OK and we'll have to retreat to another venue. I'm not a victim here and I'm not claiming any victimhood. I don't believe in that. I don't care. I'm not going to shut up. I'll continue.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Can you speak English? This is my country. London is my city. And I expect to be able to do what I want in my city. But why is it that we have Hamas supporters and all these others who defile our monuments, defile our country, hate our countries, literally spit on our country week after week, but you're not allowed to show solidarity with the Jews or with Israel? It's a despicable situation, and it's come about because of a generational cowardice by politicians of all parties and by the Metropolitan Police and others. I think it's appalling, because I know one thing for sure, Julia. The people who hate the Israelis, the people who hate the Jews, the people who we're watching at the moment marching through central London, they hate Britain as much as they hate Israel. It's just that Britain is first. We're all going to be next. So I'd say stand up in whichever way you can. And if you're an usher in a theatre, well, you know, do your darn job. It's what you're employed for. But the idea that we have to keep giving in, and that this society, of all societies, Julia, we used to be a resilient society in Britain. The country we were brought up in, our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, were resilient people. We don't have to show that much resilience these days. We just need to show a bit of backbone. Where is it, Britain? Where have you gone?
But we gave up years ago on this. We know that the authorities, everyone is terrified of this threat. Charlie Hebdo onwards, you know, Salman Rushdie, even before then, we didn't stand up. Our authorities didn't stand up. It was like, well don't write books that are going to upset people in Iran then. Well, don't do cartoons. When a teacher 4 years ago in a religious studies class shows in the Batley Grammar School the images that Charlie Hebdo showed as a discussion point and then faces death threats, still in hiding 4 years later, the local MP never discussed it, won't go on the record, won't do anything. We have this happens again and again. The authorities are afraid. Why are they afraid? What are they afraid of?
Oh, they're afraid of Muslims. They're afraid of Muslim extremists. They're afraid of the Muslims taking to the streets and vastly outnumbering the police, which has happened on occasion
shouldn't
after occasion.
That's
what happened.
Then shouldn't moderate Muslims who didn't want to come and live in this country or were born in this country, who don't share those values? And I like to think the majority don't. Shouldn't we all be in the streets and say, that's it, we will not put up with this anymore?
Well, I'm afraid what you call the moderate Muslims are notable by their absence, certainly notable in condemning their co-religionists when they call for jihad and much more. So I don't have any particular faith in that particular corner of society. But I do wonder, as I say, what has happened to everybody else? Last week, we had a Conservative MP stepping down because he said there are too many threats to his life and he just doesn't feel safe being in politics. And all these nincompoops in the Conservative Party and the other parties sort of said, oh, that's sad that that's happened. No, it's not sad. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. And the police, I mean, last night in London, outside the theatre I was meant to speak at, a group of Islamists paraded up and down the streets screaming through megaphones abuse at me. I don't care, but I think the Metropolitan Police ought to care. Yes. You know, and also, let's never forget, Julia, we are all being played in Britain. We are all being played. People like the ones you're watching at the moment, they wouldn't reciprocate and give us our rights to freedom of speech if they had the upper hand. Not a bit of it. These people would subjugate everybody. But they're trying everything they can now. They're pushing, as people like them always do. And I would like to see Britain to push back. I think it's high time we made it clear that we're not going to be pushed around endlessly. You know what? We have holy places as well. One of them is our war memorials, which are trampled upon week after week. You know what? I've heard enough of Islam's holy places. I've heard enough of Islam's feelings and the sensitive feelings of Muslims that dictate which films can be seen and which books can be written. Well, you know what? We're not very sensitive. I'm not very sensitive. But actually, I do have feelings as well. And my society has feelings. But and we don't like trampled
upon. We are a very tolerant society, but our tolerance has been used against us. We are tolerating intolerance. We need to make it very clear. As I say, if you want to live here, you have to come here to make your life here, or you are born here. If you do not share these values that we share or hold dear in terms of equality, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and well, I like to think most people in this country hold those. I do worry they don't anymore, whether whatever religious faith, equality, etc. If you don't share those values, there are lots of countries that you can go and live in who share your values. If you want to live under Sharia law, absolutely. If you want to if you want to have those sort of controls on people, fly free. But here...
Scram. Absolutely.
Here, these are our values. But we don't stand up for our values in this country anymore. The government doesn't stand up for it. Everyone's embarrassed. Diversity is our strength, we're told. Our strength is Western liberal values, our history, our character of our nation, the fact that we fought for democracy against fascism and won. That is where our strength is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my forebears fought Nazism. The Nazis are back. They're wearing green bandanas and things now. And they want to, like they did last night, chase Jews out of public spaces in London. Well, no.
Not on my watch.
Absolutely not. Not on your watch, not on my watch. These people should scram. They should get out. We are being taken advantage of on an historic scale. And I'm not putting up with it. And I hope that the British public don't either.
Absolutely. Douglas Murray, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Again, you'll always have the power of free speech on our station. Douglas Murray, thank you for that. Charlie Rowley, quick thought on all of that.
Amazing interview. Douglas is the voice of the nation and a very, very powerful interview there. But he's absolutely right. We've now got to call out that intolerance. So whether it's grooming gangs in particular parts of the country where people weren't able to speak out, whether it's, what's going on in schools, you need tougher head teachers like Catherine that you talked to earlier on, or whether it's, tougher people in the Home Office to deal with the asylum
system.
But the
vast majority of people... even if many different political parties kind of all agree on this stuff, and they might not want to say some of it out loud because they don't want people to shout bigot at them.
Exactly.
But they actually agree on this stuff. There's no bigotry here. No. The bigotry is on that side.
And it is exactly as you say. We are a tolerant, open, diverse, multicultural society, but we have rules.
No, we don't want to be multicultural. We're going to be multiracial. I don't want to be. No. Western liberal values is the superior culture in the world. I don't want any other cultures here. I'm sorry. We have got to stand up for our values because in many other countries, different cultures. You're not allowed to have different cultures. That's it. In Saudi Arabia and Iran, you're not allowed multiculturalism. The reason why people want to come and live here is because of our culture. So let's protect our culture.
And I accept that, but to try and change it in any way, which goes against all of the values that
we've
got.
It's weird, isn't it? Go to another country.
And it's finding that backbone, exactly as Douglas said. It's the backbone that we need in this country.
Right, they're shouting in my ear. We have to move on. Sorry about that. But we could have gone on for the next hour about that.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.